bedroom, offering myself a good solo time, and I prepared two toys, two vibrators. I am using one now, one soft one, if I can say. The vibrations are not too strong, so I can take my time and still talk. And I have prepared another one for later, and because I think I want to come with the other one. It's my most powerful one. I only use it when I am very, very turned on. So I think it's good to prepare myself a bit with the other one. And I don't want to make a long audio. My last one was nearly 40 minutes. Oh, so no, not this time. I will try not to talk too much. But it's my problem when I start, I can't stop because I want to say all I have in my head, and it's often a lot. But today I will make it simple. I will just say that if I am in that state of horniness now, it's because I slept in my old room, my old bedroom at my parents' place, the one I left 15 years ago to have my own apartment, and it's very weird that I sleep there not more than once a year, and I slept there for Christmas. And it brought back a lot of memories and a lot of emotions. And usually when I sleep in my old bed, I am very behaved. I don't think about sex, or just a little, but I don't. And usually I am not in the mood for this. But this year, I don't know why, I woke up in my old bed, and I woke up horny. I waited almost 30 or 40 minutes, half asleep, wondering if I would touch myself or not. And I did. I had to do it very quietly, without any sound, because my parents were just a wall away. And I'm able of doing it quietly, in silence, but it's really not my preference. I like to be able to express my pleasure out loud, and also often I say things like oui encore, baise-moi, this kind of things, not very elaborated, but it turns me on crucial times. But when I touch myself in my old bedroom, of course I was extremely silent, and it was frustrating, but I was so turned on that I came in 5 minutes. It was very quick, because I had excited my mind long before excited my body, so when I finally touched myself, it was very quick and good, but I thought that I was very lucky that most of the time I don't have to think about being loud or not. It's so good not to think about that. I think I will be able to come with that vibrator. I don't want to change now. Even if it's low setting, it's efficient enough. And if I was not disturbing myself with my talking, maybe I could have come already. Ah, oh, but I haven't. I've not finished what I wanted to say. So I breathe and I hold my orgasm a bit longer. Just to tell you that I thought about you. I thought about what sex would be like in this room, in these circumstances with you. Because I never had sex in this room. Except with myself, but... I thought about you fucking me silently in this bed. And I don't know if it's possible because you are as loud as I am. And we like to talk when we make love. So. It would be interesting, it would be exciting to see if we were able to make it without any sound. Oh, and I remember the radiator. I don't know the English name, the heating thing in the room. It was making sounds like tap, 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 and it was slow at first and then a bit faster and then unregular, and I was so horny that it made me think about like the rhythm you would be fucking me. I imagined you on top of me and in simple missionary. Because this bed is small and doesn't offer a lot of wild possibilities, but missionary would be fine. And as I touched myself, I heard these sounds of tap, 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 and I imagined your cock going in and out of me in this rhythm. And I came to this thought, to this very simple thought. And now I think that if we are forbidden to make any sound. What is left is our eyes. I would not close my eyes, I would keep them open to watch you, to watch your eyes and to read what they are telling me. Because as much as we can talk in this moment, it's also nice just to talk with our eyes and looks. Oh, and I love so much when I can see how you want me in your eyes, how much it feels good to be inside me and to fuck me. And what I like most is when you ask with your eyes if you can come. When your eyes almost beg me, please, can I come inside you? And you know the answer, but still you ask, and still you have a mini doubt. Until I confirm with my eyes, with my smile, with my pussy squeezing your cock, with my legs holding you tight when you fuck me. Oh, there are many ways to say yes with my body. So yes, I want you to come inside me, you know I want it. I don't only want it, I need it. You need to give it to me, as I will give you my orgasm. But as I don't need to be silent anymore, I will give you my orgasm and my sounds of pleasure, everything. Now, I need to come again. As planned, I will use the other toy. Okay.